This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny, the golden at-bat rule would allow teams to substitute their best hitter at some point during the game whenever they wanted to. They could use the golden AB card basically just once in any game. And when you have a player at the plate that's not as good, you could put your best slugger at the plate to try to break the game open or even the game or take a lead. You say what to this?
Well, so at first I heard this and I reacted like everybody else would, right? Like, wait, what? This is really under consideration? That's so weird. And then last night I was kind of kicking this around and thinking about it. And I started to kind of realize there's something cool about this, right? Like you have this unique thing where you could always make it must see, right? Like the whole point of the regular season a lot of times gets kind of lost in the sauce, and you know the games don't matter enough for me. I think playoff formats should be changed, just as a quick side, to really reward teams that are good for that long. But you're trying to make the game more interesting, and I get that. So I've kind of warmed up to the idea that let's just make the full thing Rock and Jock Softball, hosted by Dan Cortez. And if players get out, they get slimed on Nickelodeon. And you can go be a rockin', you know, a sort of slam ball. You can just stop being a professional sport. And basketball should have a 20-point shot. If you bounce it from half court, it goes in. Football should have a 14-point touchdown. And let's just make everything a gimmick. And if you like this, you should go color. And we probably can't be friends. And if you think this is a good idea, I've actually lost respect for you. It's not down to zero, but it goes down from whatever it was to much lower than that. I think he's doing a David Stern bit, which you're talking about Rob Manfred, which is when no one's talking about your sport at all, period, full stop, you do something crazy and weird to get people talking about it. Like David Stern would be like, everyone has to wear a suit. Then a different year, he's like, the basketball is going to be different. And everyone complained, and then people talked about basketball. And then we went back to football when it was solved. This is a stupid gimmick. Again, it's embarrassing that it's even being considered. Stop it. Back to you.
So you had me going for a second there. And that should be impossible 10 years in, as it
I really had to raise the bar. I was getting a lot of quizzical looks from the producer's room. The guy's like, wait, does he like this?
Well, notice that I didn't ask you at any point in the last 2 days off air what you think, because
yeah,
I didn't need to.
You knew.
I knew that you would despise this.
Of course.
And that you would just absolutely hate it with the passion of 1,000 fires, right? And then all those flames and all that heat would be thrown at this idea. But then you started chirping about, I thought about it, and it's fun, and it's must. And I'm like, what is this? This is the ultimate face turn from Danny Ruye. But then you did, in the end, what I thought you were going to do. You drop-kicked the commissioner.
He swerved back to the track.
Anticipated into the middle of the ring. So here's where I'm at on this. Do I like this? No, I do not necessarily like this. Do I think it's a terrible idea? Only in the sense that it is an unnecessarily massive change. I'm more of a less is more guy, but I would say generally I am more open to changes than you are. Like the new kickoff in the NFL, I wanted, and I think has been a win. In Major League Baseball, the pitch clock, which I didn't love initially when I heard about it, the moment I saw it in the minor leagues and realized, oh, this is such an over-talked about nothing burger, no one will actually notice the difference when they're watching the game, and it's just going to go way faster. The tempo is going to be up. The time of game will come down. The action you know, works because there's just a more quick developing game. This is a huge win. Mm-hmm. So I was for that. Most of the changes they've made, frankly, I've been for. This one is definitely a bridge too far in terms of, like, changing the fabric of the game. But here's where you're going to be a little bit annoyed, I think. I don't really have a whole lot of animus toward it either. Like, would I do it? No. If I was the commissioner, is this something I would be trying to create support for? Am I making a bunch of phone calls to implement this rule? Absolutely not. If I had 100 things on my to-do list, this wouldn't be one of them. But as a baseball fan, if I found out tomorrow that they're implementing the golden at-bat rule in the 2025 season, would I be mad about that? I would not, I don't think.
Which I think is a good distinction. So here's the distinction that I want to make. The rules that you mentioned, I was in favor of pretty much all of them, right? Because it's addressing a problem. The problem Major League Baseball faced, not with you and I, but with young fans, like my sons don't watch baseball. They don't like baseball. They don't enjoy it. Because what's the complaint? The game's too slow. Whether I agree with them or not, that's how they feel. You have to change that. You need to fix that if you're baseball. Younger fans are not into it. The average baseball fan age continues to go up. You need to find a way to reach younger people. Part of that is personality. Part of that is this pace of play. The big problem that they still haven't really figured out how to solve yet, and I don't know how you really solve it, is the pitchers throw too hard. Too many guys throw too hard. It's no longer special. Everyone throws 100. So until you can fix that, you're going to really have teams built a certain way. Everyone's looking for the true outcomes, both on offense and defense, and that's how the game is going to be officiated, regulated, teams are going to be built, etc. So that doesn't change any of this. But having action, limiting pickoff throws. How boring are pickoff throws? They stink. They're the most boring thing in the game. Mound visits, they started to curb those. Those stink. You're doing the thing where that football's done for so many years, where you eliminate non-action. You eliminate irrelevant, boring things where the game isn't taking place. That's good. They wanted action. They want stolen bases. They want the ball in play. That's when the game is great. They wanted more of that. They got it. This is not solving a problem. This is inventing a gimmick. It's the same way that they're, you know, as I said sort of jokingly, basketball doesn't have a seven-point shot. Right, the football doesn't have, like, if you get it, you can go for three from, you know, beyond the 15-yard line one time per game. There's a reason you don't need these kinds of gimmicks. This isn't solving an issue. This is,
no,
as I said,
but it
a
could
gimmick.
Be
and that's
enhancing the product still.
Which is
and
fine.
I'm not necessarily arguing for it, but to play devil's advocate, like, I don't know that you necessarily have to only solve problems. Like, baseball's doing fine. It wants to do better. And to do better doesn't mean you just have to address perceived issues. You could take strengths and make them stronger. You could take the, like, one of the great things you have going in your game is young superstars. So wouldn't it be cool if you were guaranteed, think from the Nationals perspective, James Wood or Dylan Cruz, let's say, at the plate in the biggest spot of the game every single night, whereas that might happen once a week otherwise. So yeah, you are creating a gimmick, and I do think that's a very good distinction you just made. Rather than, you know, bring in your tool belt and fixing something that's broken, the commissioner here is just going, let's get cute. What's a gimmicky thing we could do to make the game more exciting? Having said that, the product would still be just like non-conversation, non-change when we're talking about that from the outside tangentially. You're sitting there 7-10 watching the Nats in a three-hour span on a weeknight, just that you're seeing a cooler moment more often.
In theory. I guess that would be the case for it. But let me push back on one thing. I do think when you're taking out your toolkit, if you start going, well, this is good, but let me see if I can ramp this up to 11, you look back in a few years, and we're now talking about, well, the defense needed to even things up because the offense got too good. So we get the one time we get a fourth outfielder per game. Well, we get one time where the strike zone increases per game on somebody, and now you're left with nothing but gimmicks, and the game isn't recognizable anymore. To me, what you should be doing is tweaking where your weaknesses are, because your strengths, you just said, aren't changed by this, right? Your accentuated strengths are already in full display. They already exist. You already have the highlights. You already have the young stars who are doing things at a higher level than anybody's ever done them. You've already got Shohei Ohtani. You don't need to add a gimmick in order to make yourself more palatable, lest you change the game fundamentally. There's a difference to me between saying, hey, we have an issue. Here's the issue. Let's get this back up to the rest of where our sport is, right? Where the NFL had a kickoff problem. The kickoff was the most boring play you could possibly imagine because the guy kicks it and then the dude makes the I'm a big letter T and I sit in the end zone and we go to commercial break. People were fed up with that, so they changed it. That to me is when you should be tweaking the game, not going, you know what we could do is, I don't know, just make up some sort of fundamental rule change where you get to have a play where the offense gets 12 guys. Like you would never do that.
There's something though, Danny. Too, football and basketball are still growing in a lot of ways in terms of TV numbers, global popularity. We'd have to dive deeper into some of the metrics, but like the attendance in Major League Baseball, I don't think is growing compared to 5 years ago necessarily, right? And so in football, I don't know that there's as much of an interest in changing things that aren't broken. As maybe in baseball, you're looking to attract more eyeballs. Like football does a good job always trying to grow the number of people under its tent naturally, but it doesn't have to do that because it's just happening anyway. It's a machine. They print money. They own a day of the week. Baseball doesn't really have that, but I think that you're adding a must-see moment, and that's probably what the commissioner has in mind. You're trying to add a reason for everyone to scurry to the – you know, the channel to watch that at bat or to not leave the ballpark. You know, if the Nats are down a run going into the ninth inning and 7, 8, 9 are batting, that's considerably less interesting than if James Wood's leading off the inning because they're using their – or you know James Wood will bat even though he just got out two batters ago because they're going to put him back in the plate in the ninth inning. Again, I would not advocate for it if I was the commissioner. I would certainly wouldn't. Want it on my resume is what I brought to baseball. But I guess I'm more open to it than probably the average fan in the sense that while it's not really for me, I wouldn't despise it. And I think most people that hear this that are huge baseball fans, you know, I was talking to my buddy and it was like a comical. I wish I could play the audio of our conversation the other night. He's like, well, why don't they just, you know, why aren't they the Savannah Bananas then? Let's just make it banana baseball.
Yeah, it's Harlem Globetrotters Savannah Banana stuff. Like, do we get an extra out if we do it a trick play for a catch in the outfield? If a guy flips?
No, we don't.
Well, we also don't send up a batter whenever we feel like it, and we do choreographed dance. Like, stop this. Stop trending in that direction.
So here's a poll that I posted on Twitter from a couple of nights ago, at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter if you want to go look at it. But I asked, would you want to see the golden at-bat rule implemented in Major League Baseball? Only 15% of people said yes, and about 85% said no. Does that surprise you that it was that steep in the no column?
I'm surprised 15% of people said yes. You probably think that's I'm about to do a bit and I'm yelling at those people. To me, anytime you have a rule change, remember, you probably would have gotten that for, do you want to ban shifts? Maybe not that one, but like, do you want a DH? Do you want a pitch clock? Do you want to limit certain things? I think it would have been that stark before people saw the permutation. So I'm actually surprised that many people were in favor of, yes, let's have this huge fundamental shift and change in baseball.